Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. It is so wonderful to be back with you all. I greet you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to become centered and focused. With each breath in, allow yourself to see the internal light as it goes deeply within you. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress. Any mental distractions or images. And allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, as it releases and removes all negative, heavy, or dark energies. Continue to see this light as it spreads throughout the chest, filling your lungs with healing energies. Continue to see this light as it removes any blockages. Allow each and every red blood cell that passes through your lungs and your heart to be filled with healing, love, light, energy. Allow this energy to move through your body freely to every extremity. Continue to see this light as it now fills your chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, moving into your palms and your fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see the light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication and clear downloads. Continue to see this light as it moves down into your stomach and your diaphragm, bringing healing to these organs of deeper breaths, deeper breathing, and assimilation of your nutrients. Continue to see the light as it now moves down into the small intestine and the large, bringing healing to these organs of digestion, allowing for the assimilation of your nutrients and your light energies. Continue to see the light as it flows into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now continue to see the light as it flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing, balance, and rejuvenating energies to these parts of your body, giving you the courage, the wisdom, to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. And now continue to see this light as it moves into your hips, passing through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health. Continue to see the light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into the earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords, to be released and given to Mother Earth, to create something beautiful. And now continue to see the light that is within you as it grows brighter and brighter, as it now fills you completely and moves through the pores in your body to surround you in healing, loving light. Continue to see this light as it fills the space, the room that you are in, bringing healing and balance, love and clarity to all beings who pass through this light. Continue to see the light as it moves through any obstacles, any walls, in all directions, passing out into your community, your neighborhood, filling your town, your city, your village with healing light. Allow this light to engulf everything that it comes in contact with. Let it be filled with all of the colors of the rainbow, all of the frequencies of light, to bring balance and healing, clarity, love, peace, joy, abundance, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light passing throughout your city, your town, moving through your country, and then eventually throughout the world. Allow our lights to now join together as one wherever we are on the planet, increasing each and every one of us in healing energies, in love and peace and harmony. And now see our light as it enters into Mother Earth, connecting with our subterranean family, bringing healing, love, light, peace, and oneness. Moving out into the atmosphere that we breathe, connecting with our family that lives off planet, within the universe and the multiverse, allowing our love, our light, our peace, our joy, and our awakening to be known throughout the multiverse, bringing forth our family of light and reconnecting us wherever we are, allowing for healing, for knowing, for releasing, for forgiveness, for joy, and for love, to be that force that binds us all together in oneness. And so it is. Thank you, family. Thank you for your love, for your light. I feel you. It's so wonderful to be back with you. I hope you had a wonderful summer. I have missed you very much. And now I really am excited to bring you more messages from Spirit. And this week, we're going to start with our butterfly clan. And this includes the raven, the otter, and the deer people. You are born into the air element, and this is where your power and responsibility to Mother Earth lie. Now, for those of you who are new to the show, I will be bringing information to you, of course, for the first time. I'm sure you've never heard of Native Earth Astrology. And for those of you who are continuing to follow the show, then this will be a refresher for you. Now, remember, the butterfly clan people bring a breath of fresh air into anything in which they are involved. They are intelligent and creative people. They are very quick to see where the weak points are in any plan. Most often, these people have the gentleness of the east or south winds, or the sultry spirit of the night winds. But when a butterfly clan person is crossed, you can encounter anything from the strong west wind to the cold, icy north wind. Those who are associated with the element of air, who have the butterfly as their totem, are always changing and shifting, just like the air around us. They have the power of transformation. I want you to remember that. Butterfly clan people, you have the power of transformation. And this affects the people and things around you. The changes you bring can be sudden rather than gradual. You can shift things around because you blow in and you blow out quickly from unexpected directions. You move very quickly, butterfly clan people. This is very Uranian energy. And you are always in motion, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. The energy of life blows through you, bringing new ideas, new feelings, and new thoughts. When a member of this clan enters into a room, they can transform the energy very quickly. It is as if they have brought life force with them, and you feel it. Now, if it is a project or a business that they're involved in, they can transform it very quickly as well, raising the energy. They can uproot the very foundation of things that need to be removed. You have the power of transformation. When you see that things need to be changed, then you will do whatever it takes to make that happen. Now, like the air, butterfly clan people contain the breath of life. This is very important for you to remember. Now, this is the force that enables you to transform things. It's your breath. Because you hold the breath of life, you are always full of new ideas and plans. But you need to be cautious not to overextend yourself or to try to accomplish things too quickly because you like to move very quickly. So you want to take your time, okay? Butterfly clan people are always looking for ways to serve people. They are happiest when they are in a position that allows them to shift and change unhindered. They also love to be of service to the mineral, plant, and animal life on this planet. You will often find butterfly clan people in positions of service as healers of mind, body, and spirit. They must learn how to harness the power of the air which passes through them. Breath work would be a very good practice for you. This is very important that you understand this. You need to harness the power of the air that passes through you. Now, that will be your job to learn other ways to find out how you can harness your breath, because you need to learn how to do this so that you can ride on this energy. This is your life force, and this is what you share with humanity. So remember, when you are taking those deep breaths, just in everyday life, they're very, very important for you to connect with consciously. So if you allow this energy to pass through you without harnessing it, you will find yourself in great difficulties in your life. You may even lose direction, because people will tend to see you as all talk and no action. And at worst, if you do not learn how to harness your powers, the winds of life can blow you apart. While air is present in order for all life to continue on the earth, it can have both a passive and a violent nature. So, butterfly clan people who do not learn how to harness their energy will be prone to maladies that take the wind out of them, which includes lung, heart circulation, stroke, and mental illness issues. And if these problems manifest in your life in some way, you must learn to rebalance yourself slowly. Use your specific mineral and plant totems to address these ills, as well as the totems of the other members of your clan. And we will be going over those today so that you don't have to find that episode in order to get that information. So I encourage you to go back and to revisit the first season of Navigating the Awakening, because I really do want you to understand this information in depth for each clan. This season, season two, we will spend a lot of time within the sacred tarot. We're going into the sacred Egyptian tarot. But first, we're going to start with each of the clans, because it's very important that you receive a reading from spirit that will guide you through the next 5 months. So for those of you who do not know how to find the past episodes, then I would suggest going to my channel at awakenthehealing.com, and you can easily find those episodes there. You will see the podcast player on the homepage, and you can simply scroll through those episodes to find Navigating the Awakening. Now, Butterfly Clan people, you have your major responsibility to the air. We just discussed that. It is your responsibility to be aware of the air and the winds. That is your avatar power. Once you come into your knowing, once you purify your body and your mind, once you go through the shedding of your shadow energy, you will find that you will be able to affect the air and the winds, just like the ancients taught us. You have these powers within you. You are also those who bring the words of power. Your words bring winds, or they bring very soft, gentle breezes. You are the protectors of the realm of the sky. And this makes Uranus your friend, because Uranus is known as the god of the sky and the awakener. So you are very important, butterfly people, in bringing the awakening to the earth. I want to encourage you to use the frequency of Uranus, which is 207.36. So you can simply meditate on this number, 207.36. You can find this in a tuning fork, or you can use a frequency machine, whatever works for you. This will strengthen you and begin to awaken your deep connection to the sky and the powers of the air. So now let's discuss the specific powers of the members of the Butterfly Clan. Raven people, you have the power of air and fire. You are able to access the heat of the sun and tap into the transformational power of the sun. Otter people, you have the power of air and water. You are able to access the deep power of emotions, and this helps you become powerful manifestors. You must master your own emotions first, Otter people. Deer people, you have the power of air and earth. You are able to access the power of physical energies, which includes plants, minerals, and nature as a whole. You can manifest in the material realm very easily, dear people, when you raise your vibration, cleanse your body, align yourself with your universal forces of creation. You are powerful manifestors in the material realm. So now let's move into the reading, the overall reading for the Butterfly Clan. So this is for all of the members of the Butterfly Clan. These energies will be in effect for the next 5 months or longer. It doesn't matter when you hear this message, because remember, time is relative. It's relative. It is for you whenever you hear it. So pay attention to what Spirit is showing you, because this is our first clan that we're doing readings for. But by the time we're done with all four clans, you will see a pattern emerge. And that will be a pattern of energy that is playing out for each clan. And then you will also see how the members within the clans will have the same challenges, or the remedy will be the challenge. And, you know, they cross over. So it's very interesting how we are really one being having a myriad of experiences. And we see this in the readings. I think it's quite profound. So now let's look at how we can balance these energies. What do we need? What is our challenge? And what is it that's playing out right now for the Butterfly Clan across the board? Now, I'm going to go over this very quickly. And when we come back from our break, we will dive a little deeper into the energies for each member of the Butterfly Clan. Now, these readings were done with the Sacred Path cards, the Native American Sacred Path cards. These are profound readings. Pay attention. And it may be necessary for you to revisit this episode again and again over the next 5 months, because it is really exciting how these energies begin to play out. Now, the overall energy for the Butterfly Clan is the War Bonnet card. This is the vibration of the number 8. This represents Capricorn in the sacred Egyptian tarot. And it is the energy of justice and equilibrium. You must advance forward. The challenging energy for you is the Stone People in reverse. They hold the records of the earth. And this is the vibration of the number 3, which is the energy of Libra in the sacred tarot, and it represents action and a potential marriage of something, be it thoughts, people, creating something with someone else, partnerships. The remedy for you is now the East Shield, and this represents illumination and clarity. It holds the vibration of the number 8, and that is the overall energy of your clan, which represents Capricorn, which is justice and equilibrium in the sacred Egyptian tarot. Now, as we move forward, and after our break, we will go deeper into this, but I want you to be ready to take notes when we come back from the break, because I have a lot to share with you. This is very, very exciting, and I'm so happy to be back with you now and able to discuss with you all of the details that are needed for you to be successful in moving forward in your awakening process, giving you the tools, the insights, the connections with Spirit, everything we need in order to be the conquerors. And don't be afraid when you hear that your overall energy is the war bonnet. It simply means that you've been challenged with things and you've had to come face to face with these challenges. But the spirits are now telling you, you've been successful. You've been very successful and you can move forward and advance on your path to your awakening. Be ready to take notes as we come back from our break. This is going to be exciting. We have a lot to cover. So now after our station break, we will continue our readings for the Butterfly Clan. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Okay, we're back. I hope you grabbed a pen and paper. We have a lot to cover, and I'm going to have to move through this a little quickly because you know how fast time flies when we're doing this show. I'm going to ask you to take notes because you're going to want to go back and look these over. Okay. You're also going to want to go back and listen to the episode more than once, especially over the next 5 months, because these readings will affect you for that long, if not longer. All right. So now the overall energy, as we just discussed before the break, for the Butterfly Clan is the war bonnet. Now, this means that the entire clan, which includes the Raven, Otter, and Deer people, are in the process of fighting the good fight. There's something in your life you're fighting for. You have now been given orders from the universe to advance forward on your soul path. Spirit is telling you that you are ready to advance and move toward your desired goal. They say you have been tested over these last several months, and you have learned many, many lessons. You've been successful in passing many of these tests. And now this has empowered you on your path. They're telling you to take your medicine bundle and all that it represents to you and carry it with you because you will need all the tools that you have learned on this journey in order to be successful on your path. They say you have earned the right to learn the next set of life's mysteries. The advance can be on any level and on every level, which is spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional. You are bringing justice and equilibrium to the area of life that you have chosen to focus on. That could be personal or it could be as it relates to the world. You can now approach your destiny with every feather you have earned, marking your past victories, and see the destiny you have chosen emerging before you. Your medicine is strong, and it will allow for the advancement that you need at this time. And now to look deeper at your challenge. This is the Stone People in reverse. This is about records and knowing revealed. When a card is pulled in the reverse, the meaning is slightly different than upright. Now, the energy is telling you that you have already received some ancient form of knowledge, which is stored in the Stone People. That's what they carry, the ancient knowledge of the earth. And that you have been reminded of who you are and what you are here to do. So you already have this knowing. And now it is time for you to move to take action on your knowing. Use what you have learned to advance yourself. This is your challenge. Now, the remedy for you, Butterfly Clan, is the East Shield. It represents illumination and clarity. With the vibration of the number 8, which is justice and equilibrium, according to the Sacred Tarot, this is about having the courage to live your truth. Now, this is your remedy. Now, for some, you may need more clarity on what is that truth? What is my truth? Some of you may need a little more illumination in your life. But for others, this card may be asking you to help someone else find more clarity and illumination. because you can see more clearly, and now you can help others begin to see more clearly. This is very important. You are natural-born teachers, butterfly clan people, and it may be time for you to step into this aspect of yourself because you know this of yourself, but you may not have already been doing this. So there's definitely a step forward here for you, moving forward on your soul path. Now, this card, in all cases, the East Shield, it marks a time of new freedoms that come from wiping the mud from your eyes. Illumination, you see? And seeing with the eyes of an eagle. It's time for you to observe which thoughts keep you in blinders, because we are our own worst enemies. And so it is in our minds that we create our obstacles. So you have to look within yourself and observe which of your thoughts are keeping you in a position you don't want to be in. They're keeping you in a blinded state. And it's time for you to clear the blindness from your mind, from your heart, from your outer sight. And you have to summon the courage that is within you in order for you to take flight, because there's something great that you must do on this planet. And you need courage in order to do it. And you need clarity. You need to see the vision in front of you that guides you. That's the East Shield. Now, finally, your animal totem is the turtle. And so you know there's a turtle clan, and the turtle clan could be very much an ally for you at this time. And those are earth people. And again, remember, we're all part of the sacred hoop of life. So even if you're not a raven, an otter, or a deer person by birth, at the times that you were born, and I'm going to go over that in just a moment. Remember, we all are part of the sacred hoop of life. So that means that these people are a part of you. And if you know what your rising sign is, what your moon sign is, most people know their sun, of course, you know when you were born. But that also can be part of the other clans. So it's very good if you can find out what your rising sign is, what your moon sign is, because these relate to that as well. I relate to all of them. For me, the raven is my sun, the beaver is my rising sign, and the deer is my moon. And I find that all of them are very even for me. I relate to every last one of them. So this is important for you to know. But if you don't know, if you don't know the time of your birth, then you won't be able to find that information out, your rising sign or your moon. So just know that you are a part of the sacred hoop of life. And no matter who we're going over, which clan, which people, this is still an aspect of you. And sometimes you'll resonate with it very strongly. And that could be a sign that that is one of your rising signs or a moon for you. No matter, it's still a part of you, okay? So when you look into your totem, because I always give you a little bit of your own homework, and your animal totem butterfly clan that will assist you over the next 5 months or more is going to be the turtle. So you can simply Google turtle totem and do a little research, find some of those links to help you see where this turtle energy is going to help you. But also remember that the turtle clan themselves can be of great help to you and support over the next 5 months. Now, this is the energy that you can focus on. You can meditate on turtles. If you have a pet turtle, you can just spend more time with them, because this energy is going to help bring more clarity on your journey. It's coming through that form, all right? And this is your homework to learn more about how the turtle totem can help you over the next 5 months. Now, butterfly clan people, I'm going to give you your overall energy, challenge, and remedy for each member of this clan. It's time for you to find out how these energies can and will manifest for you over the next 5 months. So, Raven people, you were born between September 23rd and October 23rd. Bloodstone Jasper is your mineral totem. Remember that. And again, I encourage you to go back and listen to the episode in season one that we did on the Raven people, because this is a very powerful time for you. And happy belated birthday to all of you. We've just moved through that season. Now we are in the season of the snake people. But Bloodstone Jasper is a very powerful mineral totem for you, Raven people. I want you to get a piece of jewelry of Bloodstone, okay? And whether it's a bracelet, a necklace, a ring, whatever it is, I want you to begin to work with that Bloodstone energy, because it's going to awaken deep knowing that is within you. This is so very important at this time on your journey. Now, your power color for the Raven people is brown in all the shades of autumn. So you know that we are looking at the most beautiful colors right now, because it is the autumn. These are your power colors. So you want to wear more of these colors. You want to have more of these colors around you, whether your walls are painted these colors, your home has a lot of these rich colors in it. This awakens your inner power. Mullein is your plant totem. Mullein. Get you some mullein and begin to use it. You can use it as a tea. You can use it to soothe your skin, because you will tend to have heat rashes, because Raven people carry the heat of the sun. So mullein will assist you with cooling your body and bringing that soothing energy into your skin. If you have issues with the skin, mullein would be great for you, okay? And you know that the Raven is your animal totem. So I would also encourage you to do more research on the Raven so that you know many, many things about this creature. Very, very powerful. I have a very strong connection with Ravens. They follow me. Now, your overall energy for the next 5 months has the vibration of the number 5. And this is about transformation. This is about death and rebirth. So, Raven people, you are going through a major transformation right now in your life. But when we look at the overall reading for the butterfly clan as a whole, you can see that a transformation has taken place for you all, because it's time for you to advance forward. So when you look at your personal reading, your vibration of number 5, this is profound. This is very, very powerful, because that's the energy of Jupiter. That's a good luck charm. Jupiter brings blessings of all kinds into your life. But this is all about change, letting go of something, because it's about death and rebirth. So it's time for you to let go of the old you and step into the new you, because you have gone through something. You have passed through a rites of passage, and you are no longer the same person. You feel it. You know it. Now, guess what? The card I pulled for you, your challenge, was change. You can't even make this stuff up, okay? This is why I'm telling you these readings are profound. They are profound. So your challenge is change. You have completed a rites of passage, Raven people. You have already gone through something so profound. You have succeeded. You have moved on to a whole nother level of your awakening. And now it is time for you to step into the new you. Step into your power. Be the new you that you feel in your spirit that you are. Now, your remedy is to use clarity and wisdom. You must use the clarity of mind and the wisdom that you have acquired to move forward on your soul path. Raven people, we need you. This is a time that the Raven must rise. You are so powerful. This is your reading for the next 5 months. Now, dear people, you were born between May 21st and June 20th. Moss agate is your mineral totem. And moss agate is a beautiful stone. I want you to get some moss agate. Wear it as a necklace, carry it in your pocket, make jewelry with it. It's not really easy to find moss agate as in the jewelry, but of course you can make necklaces with anything. I encourage you to get some moss agate and begin to work with it, dear people. Now, your power colors are white and green, and that's the color of your mineral totem, of the moss agate, is white and green. And these colors bring your power to the forefront. They help awaken something. You feel stronger when you wear white and green, okay? You don't have to wear them both at the same time. You can wear them separate or just have it as an accent, but it gives you power. Yarrow is your plant totem. And yarrow is a blood purifier. So you have to be careful using yarrow. You don't want to use too much of it. You can overuse it. But yarrow is powerful. Do your research of how yarrow can help you, dear people. And again, the deer is your animal totem. This is a time when you see the beautiful bucks out there, the stags with their horns. They are just beautiful. So look into the deer more. You can go back and listen to the episode on the deer people in the first season and learn more. But I encourage you, the more that you know about this animal totem, the more you will understand yourself. Your overall energy has the vibration of the number two, dear people. And this can be about the need for purification. Purification of heart, mind, body. Something needs to be purified in your life. Something needs to be released. You may need to change your diet. You may need to go to bed earlier so that you can sleep, so that your body can detox. You may need to bring some ozone therapy into your life. Begin taking ozone baths. There's many things that can help you purify your body, your mind, and your spirit. The yarrow is one of them. So overall energy for dear people is you need to do some form of purification. Now, your challenge is to nurture yourself. It's time for you to take some time for you, taking care of your own needs. Because dear people are, again, one of those people who love to take care of other people. So I'm encouraging you to take the time out for yourself because this is your challenge. You're not doing enough self-nurturing. So the universe wants you to know it's time for you to say, all right, it's time for me now. Your remedy is to give yourself time to reconnect to your inner guidance. You need time for a vision quest. So when you look at this overall reading for the dear people, you can see very clearly the purification card being your overall energy, something needs to be purified. The challenge for you is nurturing yourself, and the remedy is giving yourself time. They all go together perfectly. It's a clear message. So dear people, time to love on you. It's time to love on you. Give yourself what you need at this time to heal, to reconnect to the deeper knowing that is within you, to reconnect with your higher self, to give you vision for your future. You need to see where you're going. You need to know what that path is looking like. It's time to just sit back and give yourself a little bit of a break, dear people. All right, so otter people, you were born between January 20th and February 18th. Your mineral totem is silver. I love that. Silver is so powerful. So this is for the otter people. So it's very easy to get silver jewelry. You want to make sure you have silver on your body. You know, you can also meditate with a piece of silver in your hand. You can keep something in your pocket. You can get silver coins, keep them in your wallet. Otter people, you have a very strong connection with silver. Your plant totem is the quaking aspen tree. Now, you can get the quaking aspen. They use the bark of that tree for different healing modalities. You need to have that. You need to research the quaking aspen to see how it can assist you at this time on your journey. Because the power of that tree, it has a knowing within it that you can unlock easily. Those are trees that actually move. You can literally see them move. Very, very powerful. As they say, they dance. So this is your plant totem. And your power color is silver. So you want to wear silver in your clothes. A little bit of an accent. You get a little silver in your hair, don't bleach it out. You need it. You need it. You need that silver. It gives you power. It awakens something inside of you. And the animal totem being the otter is a playful animal, loves his family, loves to play. It loves to make work fun. So you are people who love to make work fun. You don't like to be, you know, humdrum. People come to work and they're all upset and they're, you know, oh, I don't want to be here. You're like, oh, we can do this. It'll be fun. You know, you like to make fun of everything you do. You like to have fun in everything you do. And that's the beauty of otter people. They teach us how to relax and just enjoy life. They're very beautiful people to be around. Now, the overall energy for you otter people has the vibration of the number three. You are in a time in your life when you need to take action for yourself. You need time for a vision quest as well. This is your overall energy. It means that you've been working too much. You've been doing something. So now it's time for you to slow down and take some time for yourself. This is your overall energy. You really need this, okay? Now your challenge holds the vibration of the number 11. And we know 11 equals 2. But 11 is a master number, and we must always look at it because that deals with forces, mastering forces. So, otter people, it's time for you to master something. This is your challenge. It's time for you to master a force, whether it's a desire to eat too much, whether it's a force of nature. You need to learn how to master within yourself. This is a time of mastery. It is a challenge for you. This card is about wisdom and gratitude as well. So it's easy for you to find joy in things. I want you to remember to be grateful for them as well. And use your inner wisdom to guide you. Really deep down inside of you, you already know what to do. You already know the answers. But that's a challenge for you to listen to your own inner guidance, to your own wisdom. So I want you to dive deep within yourself and begin to connect with your inner wisdom, whether that's through journaling, visualizing, whatever you need to do, otter people, in order to connect to your deeper knowing and really, really begin to master that energy within you. It's time for you to master something, for each one of you to be something different. But remember to be grateful because this will help you get through your challenge. Your challenge at this time is to remember your blessings and to use your inner wisdom to master those forces within you. The remedy is going about giving yourself the time you need to really rest and recoup. So you need to nurture yourself and allow yourself to be nurtured by others, because otters are another group of people who can be very busy. They like to be busy. They like to do lots of things. They're very creative people. But your remedy is telling us that you need time for rest. And that was your overall energy that was saying, hey, you need to take action for yourself. It's time for you to slow down. So again, all of your energies go together perfectly. You need time to recoup. You need time to go within yourself to begin to connect with your deeper knowing. You need time to begin to master something in your life. So this means stepping back from the busy, busy life you've been living. And it's a beautiful time of the year. Whenever we move into the fall season, it's a great time just to slow down and begin to think about all of the things that you have experienced over the year. So Otter people, this is your remedy. You must give yourself the time you need to rest and recoup. You need to nurture yourself, and you need to allow others to nurture you. This is what you are getting in your reading today. I hope everybody is connecting with that deeper knowing. Because when I give you these readings, sometimes the energies aren't present. And so it seems as though, well, I'm not experiencing that. But in a few weeks, in a couple months, I guarantee you, you will see this manifest. And it's shocking to me because it has always been so for me. Every time I do a reading with these cards, it's amazing how they manifest, how this energy manifests. So I'm telling you, this is very profound. I want you to make sure that you come back to this, revisit it in a few weeks to remind yourself, take notes so that when the energies begin to shift, you'll be like, wait a minute, that was my reading. And you'll know how to navigate through the time because we are here on planet Earth. We all have challenges. And the beautiful thing is when we can reach into the world of spirit, when we can reach into the other side, we can get help. And that's the part I love about this. And it's such a joy for me to be able to share this information with you. Such a blessing. So next week, we will dive into the readings for the Frog Clan people. They are another group right now that is in their solar return, a part of that clan, which is the snake people. We're in the time of the Scorpio, which is the snake people. So happy birthday to you all. I want you to tune in next week as we dive into these readings for the Frog Clan people. Remember, these are the snake, the cougar, and the flicker people. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Please, please, please have a beautiful week. Thank you.